At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Dish Nation, yo. So much to talk about. What is going on in these celebrity streets?
Well, HK, Tim McGraw is not afraid to admit he fights with his wife, Faith Hill.
Plus, find out what happened when exes Matt Damon and Minnie Driver saw each other for the first time in over 20 years.
And we'll tell you why John Travolta's blunder is being called the best thing to ever happen to a certain celeb. But first, Brett, what you got, mama?
Well, of course, y'all. We know Jennifer Lopez goes on lots of talk shows, but so does another family member, and that would be her mom's.
Mm.
But it's not to be interviewed, y'all. J-Lo's mom, Lupe Rodriguez, frequently goes to watch tapings of The Tonight Show.
Nice.
Jimmy Fallon recently said she loves the show and comes on even when Jennifer's not on. She just loves to watch. She comes to watch. I love my Lupe. She goes, if any Chris is booked, okay? I want to come on, so Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, and any Chris, she is in the audience. Now, Chewie.
Yes.
Does this sound like something your mom would do, Chewy, if she loves the person or loves the show?
Yes, my mom, I love, I know she's watching this, te quiero mucho, mami, te mando un besito, but she watches Dish Nation religiously. She loves HK, she loves Brett, she loves Gary,
she loves Sherry,
like she loves you guys so much.
Love you, mama Martinez.
Te quiero mucho, mi corazón.
My mom loves Idris Elba also, and he gave her a shout out at one of the junkets a long time ago, and she melted, she was like, that. Yeah, she
said. Great moments. I love it.
Yeah, she said that could have been your father. That could have been your father.
Oh,
I'm like, wow, thanks, mom. Thanks, mom. Thank you. Love you too.
Oh, poor Billy. Don't do so Billy cute. Like that. Your dad.
That's so cute. All right, country singers Tim McGraw and Faith Hill have one of the more solid marriages in the industry. They have been married 25 years. Woo, that's a long time. And Tim revealed a couple of interesting things about their relationship. He said in an essay for Esquire magazine, "My wife always says, you're not scared of anything. I say, one thing. I'm looking at it right now." His wife. Tim also says, "They always say you're not supposed to fight in front of your kids. Everybody fights in front of their kids. That's part of the deal." So, HK and Chewy, y'all are with y'all ladies.
Good.
Are you guys afraid of your ladies like Tim is?
I'm terrified.
No, not exactly.
Okay.
We, like, kind of passive-aggressively argue, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you should fake your death. Oh, you don't have to fake it. Or like, yo, I'm going to go to the store. You should keep going. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we talk crazy to each other. That's just the dynamic of our relationship, and it works.
Well, yeah, I'm on the other spectrum. I will get cut. Yeah, I'm scared of my lady. I ain't making her angry. Yeah, I love her very much. Uh-huh. I love you.
You even got to shout her out now, huh?
I love you, baby.
I think it's very good to have disagreements in front of your children, because that way, that's life, you know? And if you always go inside the room and close the door, then I think your kids are being set up for a world of no, you know, they don't know how to handle any kind of drama or any kind of...
As long as it's not abusive, Sherry. Like, if it gets in that territory, then that's bad.
Well, listen, we hear a lot about modern families lately, but this one is pretty involved, so stay here with me, all right? So y'all all know Aunt Anstead. He's the host of Celebrity IOU Joyride. Well, Aunt's ex-wife, Christina Hock, shares two kids with her previous ex-husband, Tariq El Moussa. So Aunt bonded with Tariq while co-parenting the kids, and now he's even close with Tariq's current lady, Heather Rae Young. Now, Aunt said, We live in a time where blended families are common, and ultimately you have to have relationships that are healthy with all this extended family. Mm. And by default, I've inherited an extended family in Tariq and Heather. Now, Gary, could you imagine being friends with your ex's ex and his current partner?
Yeah, I mean, hair crack, honestly. Mm. Yes, I'm friends with all of my past friends and their exes and their current, because it's no big deal, honey. I'm like, child, that was the past, honey. And one thing I've learned as an adult, you can still be friends with an ex, honey, and look at them and don't have no feelings for them or
Gary, you really don't like them because you really don't like us and you smile in our face. So I know how you do that.
Y'all, that's a different thing. Y'all ain't never slept with y'all, honey. I slept with my ex. I ain't slept with y'all. But, honey,
that's why you don't like them no more, because you ain't sleeping with nobody right now.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of civilized British people, honey, check this out. Now, back in the late 90s, y'all, Miss Minnie Driver, honey, dated Matt Damon, honey, when they starred in Good Will Hunting. Mm-hmm. Well, honey, Miss Minnie recently ran into Matt, and she explained, y'all, what happened, honey. And here's what Miss Minnie said.
Uh-oh.
I didn't see Matt Damon on the beach, and I had not had a conversation with him, seriously, since we made the film. Now, it was actually very nice to see him and his kids and his wife, and it all felt quite middle-aged acquaintly. Now, Brat, now, could you have a conversation with an ex like Damon if you ran into him years later?
Not Brat. You just called me a sausage, a bratwurst.
Bratwurst.
You know what? I would probably keep jogging along the beach and ignore everybody, really.
I think it's something that you dated somebody in your younger years and now you're older, because they both have children. Like, when they were younger, they was always in the tabloids. They were a very hot couple together, and they would just, you know, so they didn't really know a lot. But now that they're both older, they both have children, they both have significant others, it just is a different kind of vibe, you know? You both got stretch marks. Totally. Matt Damon, you got arteriosclerosis in your knee. Friggin', you know, Minnie Driver, you might have a little arthritis. You know, now y'all got stuff in common. You're grown. Stupid. This is a little different.
All right, who can forget the moment? I can never forget this. One of the best moments out of the Oscars in 2014 when John Travolta butchered Idina Menzel's name, y'all. You guys remember that? Yes. Do you remember?
Yes.
He called her Adila Dazam, and it made her a household name.
You butchered the butcher.
It was a crazy mishap, and Idina has totally forgiven John Travolta, and she was actually on the Late Show with James Corden, and she said, and I quote, "He's written so many nice apologetic emails. He's so kind. Aww. I just always say no worries because it was the best thing that ever happened." It was trending. When John Travolta said that, it immediately was trending on Twitter, and everybody was talking about it, and it was one of the most hilarious moments in Oscars history.
It literally put her on the map, because she was a Broadway baby.
It did.
And a lot of people beyond Broadway didn't know who she was. So when he said her name wrong, everybody was talking about her. So you don't even need to apologize, John Travolta. She should be thanking you because it put her on the map.
But she missed a great opportunity to have an alter ego named Adele Dazeem, who did different things than Idina Menzel, but also could, like, you know, be bankable as well, because now the name's in the streets.
Well, Chewy, you know what? Chewy, I think this is the epitome of embarrassing moments on TV.
Chewy was supposed to say epitome, and he didn't know how to say it. He said epitome. We still haven't let you forget it, Chewy.
Never let you live it down.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing up old news. I'm still healing from the wounds of that day, of that shoot.
If you thought we were done talking about Adele Dazeem, Idina Menzel, you were dead wrong. Find out who she's dishing on after the break. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back. Now, it looks like Idina Menzel has more to say. Now, this time, she's opening up about her marriage to ex-husband Tay Diggs. So, again, while on the Late Late Show, Idina joined in some carpool karaoke, and she made a shocking confession about her ex being too judgy. Now, she said, "My ex-husband, I love him, But he was a little too judgy with me when I used to run lines, and I got very self-conscious. So, Sherry, in other words, he would criticize her when she ran lines from a script. Now, do you think that she just can't take constructive criticism?
Tate himself is a fierce actor. That's the hard thing, HK, about being with somebody in the same business as you, who's good.
Always it's like, judging. You
know,
yes, always.
They're always judging you or telling you how to do it better when you know you. I mean, I was married to a stand-up comic, and we fought all the time because he was like, that joke's not funny. And I'm like, I know what's funny. We fought all the time. So it can be really hard. When we didn't last, that ain't no joke.
Yeah, Taye Diggs was jealous of Adina, honey, because Adina's a big actor. We don't hear Taye Diggs' name anymore. He was jealous, so just call it like it is.
Well, that's the thing. It depends on how they criticize Gary, because sometimes when you criticize, you don't criticize with love. You just be criticizing. Like, when you told me, like, Gary gives you shade. Like, when Gary said to me, Sherry, your hands are so pretty, you need a ring. And I said, what, a wedding ring? He said, no, ain't nobody gonna marry you. You just need a ring on your finger. You, the way you do it, you give love, and then you stab me in the neck.
No.
So it's just the way you do it, Gary.
First of all, I don't criticize y'all. Y'all are not good at taking criticism. Y'all all are very sensitive people. Now, Chewy, I would say, is the least sensitive. But the rest of you three Africans, honey, y'all are very sensitive. And you cannot, honey, give y'all no criticism.
Well, y'all, it looks like Zendaya is taking her talents to the director's chair. In an interview with British Vogue, Zendaya shared that she would love to figure out directing and make movies with Black women in the lead roles. Baby, I love you, Zendaya. I have always loved you, but I love you even more for just uplifting the queens.
Come on, Sherry, honey. Now, let's practice. We can act like we two are. Let's practice, Sherry. And we can act like we're two lesbians that fell in love, honey, to prove y'all that she can cast me. Sherry, are you ready?
I was kind of wanting to do that scene with Brad, but okay, I'll do it with you, Gary.
Well, you ain't got all right. No wants right now. We're going to do it with me.
Let's go. All right. So let's do this scene.
I've been watching you, Garisha, for so long. Will you marry me?
Of course I will, baby. I've always been in love with your beautiful wigs, your sexy lips, and your hips.
All right, HK Brad, can Garisha pull off a female Black leading role? Can he?
No.
Can she do it? No.
I was not convinced in the slightest. It was horrible.
And I tried to close my eyes, Gary, and use my imagination. All I could picture is like a Scooby-Doo villain in a man mask. I don't know, man.
Well, y'all, moving on. No one can pump self-esteem into you like your own best friend. At least that's what Kristen Bell is saying about her BFF and co-star Kirby Howell-Baptiste. She told reporters, I learned so much about the idea of self-respect from Kirby. I'll be like in my head about some codependent issue, and she'll go, why are you not prioritizing yourself? And I'm like, you're the friend I've always been looking for.
Gary, you've been on Dish Nation a long, 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 long time, baby. Have you learned anything from your coworkers, myself, HK Brat, Sherry, anybody else?
No. But yes, Chewy, that's the question. I've been on Dish Nation since day one. I've been here since they put the brick on the show. And yes, I mean, and there have been some wonderful people that have come and gone on the show, and I really love and miss.
Gary, you're saying this now, but when we're done here, you're going to call me and be like, Chewy, how you doing, baby? I already know what you're going to do. You're going to call me later and tell me you love me.
I love each and every one of y'all, but I don't like y'all, but it's all right.
Wow.
All right, up next, find out what Katy Perry is accused of stealing from this actress. We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, family. So actress Christy Carlson from the show Even Stevens back in the day is out here claiming that Katy Perry swiped her record deal.
Wow.
So Christy said both her and Katy were working with the same music group developing a craft and securing deals. Well, Katy was the voice on a demo for a track entitled Just a Song that Christy loved. And when they came face to face, Christy told her that it would change their fates. Well, check this out. Here's what happened.
I go to dinner with my friend Jody, who's a songwriter, the performing artist Micah, and Katy Perry.
He was like, Katy, I just want to say hello, and I want to tell you that I think you're so awesome, and I just love your voice so much. Now, keep in mind, she didn't have a deal. She was, like, bouncing around from place to place, and from what I was told, she was really, really looking for a deal. A couple months later, not even a month, really, I was told that I didn't have a deal, and that Katy Perry did.
Wow.
I always get a little leery when people say somebody stole my career, because if it's really yours, even if you didn't get this, you would have gotten something else.
What did Katy say, honey, to the music executive to change his mind then? Do we know that?
Yeah, if she was wearing that same bra that she had on in Fireworks, she wouldn't have to say much.
Yeah, or California Girls. Maybe she went in there like a piece of candy or lollipop.
Maybe Katy Perry had a different look. I'm looking at both of them, and maybe Katy Perry's look was, you know, a little bit better, what they like. In this business, you can't take stuff personal. You keep it moving.
You can't.
We could say that, Sherry, but we do take stuff personal, honey. You know we take stuff personal.
But you know what? If you keep taking it personal, Gary, then you always going to have stories about how somebody stole your life. That's where you're going to be in that bitter place.
All right, y'all, moving on. Kacey Musgraves recently opened up about finding love post-divorce on Apple Music's Zane Lowe show and said she was disappointed and shocked with the dating culture, and here's why. Listen to this.
My first few steps into kind of exploring being a single 30-something-year-old person after a marriage, and, you know, nothing for nothing, like, after a huge point of my career, like more notoriety, like it was a really naked place, but also being kind of excited about, you know, kind of exploring some of that, and then also being like really disappointed by it and taken back by me, like this is not what it's made out to be.
Damn,
Sherry, Kacey is now in another relationship. Do you feel her pain? Is it crazy out there in those streets?
I have more celebrity women, big names, call me up and we commiserate about the dating scene. It is hard, especially when you're a name and you got any kind of assets to you. It's a little bit harder. Right. It's just, you know, as you get older, it's harder.
Because you don't know what people's ulterior motives are.
You don't know what people's motives are.
But Sherry, this is the truth, honey. I think you and I could get together and vet men for one another, but I have a friend who's a sheriff. He told me that he loved you. He said, I really would like to meet Sherry, but I don't know if you like men that have those type of jobs or not. But honestly, we really like you.
There you go, Sherry.
Sherry ain't with the police, the popo, 12.
Up next, Lil Wayne reveals which rapper has him down, whether or not his bars are hot. We'll reveal who after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, all right, y'all, Lil Wayne might be one of the best rappers alive, but when it comes to his protege, Drake, he might have a little competition. Now, Wayne did a Q&A with fans on Twitter, and when he was asked if he re-records any of his verses when he's doing a feature, here's what he had to say.
Yes, I have changed my verse a billion times because of Drake, and that's always the person. But it's always because he say something that sounds a whole lot more interesting and more unique, and I feel like we need to capitalize on whatever the hell he said.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay.
That's good. Okay. All right.
I didn't know that.
HK, I'm going to hit you with a scenario, bro. So if Brett sent you a dope verse for a record y'all were doing together, would you redo your verse if Brett's was hotter than yours?
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, you're trying to make the best song possible.
That's
and if the shoe was on the other foot, I would expect Brett to like, yo, oh, man, like I need to step it up. Because you want to make the best record. It's not a rap battle. Unless it is a rap battle.
Right.
Yes. You want to make the song better. If somebody sent me a verse and it's hotter than mine, you better believe I'm going back in the booth. I'm re-recording. Yeah. It motivates them and it makes the song better overall at the end.
That makes sense. Yeah. I would do the same thing.
Just imagine how many songs you hear right now are like the third or fourth version of that song.
Right.
Because people kept rewriting verses trying to like up the product. It happens.
Yes. I think y'all are insecure because, and I'm sure like with Miss Ross, Miss Ross would never change her song or her words for somebody. You got to come up to her standard. Mm.
Gary, you best believe Diana Ross was singing her butt off because Berry Gordy was trying to decide who was going to be the lead of the Supremes. Diana Ross always had to stay on top of her game. Shoot.
Okay.
Yes.
Two other women wanted to be the top dog, too. That was a battle.
She wasn't letting none of them backups come beat her, honey. She did the same thing Lil Wayne did. Went harder.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.